The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 22, 1973, in London, England.
Om Agyanati Minandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama. Thank you very much. So, tonight's subject matter for speaking is, what is Guru? So, Guru, there are many descriptions. Subject matter is the same, but different ways Guru has been described by different acharyas. Their aim is the same, but language or presentation may be little different. So, generally, Guru means Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Mulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Just like in darkness, Ajnana Timirandhasya. Ajnan means ignorance, without knowledge. That is called Ajnan. So Ajnan is compared ignorance, stupidity is compared with darkness. Just like if you are in this room, immediately all lights are off, then it becomes dark. We cannot see where I am sitting, where others sitting. It becomes a confusion. Similarly, in this material world, we are all in the darkness. This material world is called darkness. It is called tama. Tama means darkness. Or timir. Timir means darkness. And actually it is darkness. Because this material world is dark, there is need of sunlight, there is need of moonlight, there is need of electricity. But there is another world. We get description from the Vedic literature. Najatra bhāsayate surya na sasāṅka na pāvaka. There is another world, spiritual world, where there is no darkness, and therefore there is no need of sunlight, there is no need of moonlight, there is no need of electricity. So Guru's business is to bring out the disciples from darkness to light. That is Guru's business. That is Guru. First business is that because everyone is suffering on account of ignorance. Just like you contaminate some disease out of ignorance. You do not know hygienic principle. You do not know that this thing will contaminate me. This association will contaminate me. This kind of food will contaminate me. Because we do not know, therefore we contact infection, sometimes suffer from disease. It is very simple to understand. Everyone, suppose one commits something criminal, due to ignorance. Due to ignorance. But in the court, when a man is criminal, in the court if he says, the criminal, if he says that I did not know the law, he will not be excused. Ignorance is no excuse. Similarly, even a child, he does not know, he catches one fire, the fire will burn. No excuse. The fire will not consider that here is a child, he does not know. Excuse, no excuse. So as there are stringent laws of nature or laws of the state, that because you do not know something, you have committed some wrong, you will be excused. No, there is no possibility. You have committed something wrong out of ignorance, you must suffer. This is the law, nature's law. You can have many examples. Suppose you cannot eat more out of ignorance. If you eat more, then you have to fast 2 days, 3 days, something. Or you will have some disease. You cannot violate any laws of the nature or any laws of the state, anywhere, wherever there is law, if you break it, then you will suffer. This is ignorance. Therefore, Guru's business is every human being is suffering in this material world. Nobody can say that I am not suffering. It is not possible. There must be suffering. There are three kinds of suffering. That out of ignorance also, a rascal is suffering, he is saying that I am very bad. There is also another ignorance. There are three kinds of sufferings in this material world. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidvaitik. Suffering on account of my own body and mind. This suffering is not imposed by anyone else. I do it. The same thing. That I cannot digest, but I eat more. So there must be dysentery. You must suffer. This is due to mind. Body and mind. That is another, one kind of suffering. Another suffering is imposed by other living entities. Just like your enemy, or an animal, or there are ants, mosquitoes, flies, they are all causing suffering. You are killing them and they are trying to give you suffering. This is called struggle. This is called adhibhautik, suffering given by other living entities. Suffering caused by myself. This is called adhyatma. And suffering caused by other living. And there are other sufferings caused by the nature, superior power, adhidvaivi. Well, all of a sudden there is no rain, no rainfall. And now, for want of rainfall, there is no food grain. Excessive heat, excessive chilly cold, earthquake, famine, so many by nature, imposed by the nature, flood. So there are three kinds of sufferings in the material world, and everyone is suffering either by one, two or three God. But nobody can say that I am completely free from suffering. That is not possible. And why this suffering? Due to ignorance. I do not know. I am committing sinful life. I am committing mistakes. Therefore I am suffering. Therefore Guru's business is first to rescue his disciple from ignorance. Ignore. Ajnanati nirandhasya. Everyone is suffering out of ignorance. Therefore, Guru's business is to, just like we go to school. We go to school, we send our children to school. Why? To save him from suffering. To get education. If my son does not get education, he'll suffer in the future. The same process. To get him out of ignorance. To get him relief from the suffering. The Guru's business is Ajnana Tinirandhasya Jnananjana Sadaka. So suffering is due to ignorance. Ignorance is compared with darkness. So in the darkness, how we can save one? By some light. So Guru's business is to take the torch light of knowledge and present before the ignorant or the disciple in darkness, and that gives him, relieves him from the sufferings of darkness or ignorance. This is it. Then another verse says, tad vijñānārtham sa gurumeva abhigacchet samitpāṇī śrotriyam brahmanistam. It is Vedic Indian, sir. Somebody was asking that whether Guru is absolutely necessary. Yes, absolutely necessary. That is the Vedic injunction. The Veda says, tad-vijñānārtham. Tad-vijñān means spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge. For acquiring spiritual knowledge, tad-vijñānārtham. So, one, guru eva, eva means must. Guru, mane to a guru, must go to guru. Not a guru, the guru. Guru is one. Because, as it is explained by our Revatinandan Maharaj, guru is coming from the disciplic succession. What 5,000 years ago, Vyasadeva instructed, or Krishna instructed, the same thing we are also instructing. Therefore, there is no difference between instructor. Therefore, Guru is one. Although hundreds and thousands of acharyas have come and gone, but the message is one. Therefore, Guru cannot be two. Real Guru will not talk differently. Some Guru says that, in my opinion, you should like this, and some guru will say, in my opinion, you'll do this. They are not gurus. They are all rascals. Guru has no own opinion. Guru has got only one opinion, the same opinion which was expressed by Krishna, or Vyasadeva, or Narada, or Arjuna, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or the Goswamis. You'll find the same thing. 5,000 years ago, Lord Sri Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, and Vyasadeva wrote it, recorded it. Vyasadeva does not say that it is my opinion. Vyasadeva writes, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, what am I writing? It is spoken by the Supreme Personality of God. He is not giving his own opinion. Sri Bhagavan Guru. Therefore, he is Guru. He is not misinterpreting the words of Krishna. He is giving as it is. Just like a bearer, peon. Somebody has written you letter. The peon has got the letter. It does not mean he has to correct it or edit it or addition or no. He will present it. That is his Guru. Then he is Guru. He is honest. Similarly, Guru cannot be two. Mind that. The person may be different, but the message is the same. Therefore, Guru is one. That Vedic instruction is, Tadvijnanatham sa gurum eva avigacche. Gurum eva, one must, eva means must, avigacche. This verb is used when there is this sense of must. And never says, go to a guru. But he says, it must approach the guru. Guru is one. Guru cannot be two. Guru meva avigacche. And we see also, practically, in the disciple succession of guru. The same thing is spoken by the Buddha. Same thing, repetition of the same subject matter, no other. Krishna said that, Manmanabhava-mad-bhakta-mad-jaji-mang-namaskuru, just think of me, Manmana, just become devotee of me, Manmanabhava-mad-bhakta, just worship me, and just offer your obeisances unto me, Sarva-dhanmad-paritajya-mamekam-saranam-maja, just surrender unto me. You'll find this instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. The same thing was spoken by all the acharyas. Ramanucharya also says the same thing. Madhvacharya says the same thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the same thing. The Goswami says the same thing. And we are also speaking the same. There is no difference. We do not interpret the words of Krishna that in my opinion, Kurukshetra means this body. This is Raskalya. The whole situation has been spoiled by the so-called rascal gurus who gives his own opinion. This is our plain declaration. Let any rascal guru come, we can convince him that he is not guru, because he is speaking differently. We can challenge any rascal. Just like somebody came here, he says that he is God. Every one of us, God. God is. So, I ask, so just find out in the dictionary what is the meaning of God. Let us see whether he is God. The dictionary, as soon as dictionary was consulted, the meaning of God is the supreme being. Meaning of God. So I ask him, are you supreme? If you cannot understand, then find out the meaning of supreme. Then when he consulted dictionary, the supreme, it is said the greatest authority. So I asked him, are you the greatest authority? The rascal could not answer. He does not know even the dictionary meaning, and he is claiming that he is God. This rascal dream is going on. Whole world. Big rascal Swamis, they say, why you are finding out God anywhere? You do not see so many rascal gods are loitering in the street. This is that. If you simply consult dictionary, you can understand what is the meaning of God. God is so cheap thing, supreme being. Are you supreme being? Supreme means the highest authority. Highest authority means nobody is equal to him, nobody is greater than him. That is supreme. So these rascals who are claiming to become God, is it a fact that nobody is equal to him, nobody is greater than him? There are so many. So this kind of guru, this kind of rascal, will not help you. Guru must come from the parampara system. By disciple succession, 5,000 years or 5 millions of years, what was spoken by the supreme God or Guru, the present guru also will say the same thing. That is guru. That is bona fide guru. Otherwise he is not guru. Simple definition. Guru cannot change any word of the predecessor. There is one instance in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. One gentleman, he is Ballavacharya. He was very much devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wrote one comment on Srimad Bhagavata. Subodhini Tika, it is called. That is recognized, nice Tika, comment. But he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was very great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he simply said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, if you hear my comments on the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find it is far better than Sridhar Swami. Sridhar Swami is a very old commentator. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately rejected. You are claiming that you have written something better than Sridhar Swami. He chastised him. Swami means another. He sarcastically remarked the word Swami, Sridhar Swami. Swami, another Swami means husband. So he said, Swami jiva nahi mane besha bole guni. I think one who does not recognize Swami, he is a prostitute. He immediately said. He do not recognize Sridhar Swami, then you are a prostitute. How can I hear from a prostitute? He is. Only one that I have written better than Sir. So this is the process of Guru. You cannot disobey the previous acharya or guru. No. You have to repeat the same thing. Not research. Sometimes rascals come that you are speaking the same thing. Why don't you speak something new by research? We say that we have no intelligence. We cannot make any research. We are Guru mare murkha dekhi korilo bichar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that my Guru Maharaj saw me a great fool number one. So one who remains a great fool number one before his Guru, he is Guru. And one who says that I am advanced so much that I can speak better than my Guru, then he is asking. This is the problem. Evaṁ parampara prātam nimaṁ rājasayo vidu sakāle yuga nasta parantapa. Krishna said in the fourth chapter. So, Guru is one. Guru cannot be two. As soon as you find two opinions of Guru, either both of them are rascals or one is still at least rascals. There cannot be two. This is Guru. Another place, it is said, tasmāt guruṁ prapadyeta jigyāsu sreya uttamam śābde parecha nishnātam brahmani upasamāsrayam. Who needs a guru? A third-class, fourth-class man, ordinary man doesn't require a guru. Guru, to keep a guru or to have a guru is not a fashion. One who is very serious to understand spiritual life, he requires a guru. Otherwise there is no need of guru. Just like you keep a dog as a fashion, then don't keep a guru. Guru means is a question of necessity. One must be very serious to understand what is spiritual life, what is God, what is my relation with God, how to act. when we are very much serious on this subject matter, then we require a guru. Don't go to a guru as a matter of fashion. That is useless. That is useless. Therefore, Shastra says, Tasmād guruṁ prabhadde. Because you have to go to guru and surrender there. Without surrendering, you cannot learn anything. If you want to challenge guru, it is not possible. Then you learn nothing. Tasmād guruṁ prabhadeta, pranipātena. So, just like Arjuna accepted Krishna as guru, he says, śiṣyasteham sādhimāna prapannam, I am now surrendered. That is the process. Tad-viddhi pranipātena paripraśneno sevaya. So, guru means Krishna's representative. Former acharyas representative. Krishna's representative. All acharyas are representative of Krishna. Therefore, guru should be offered the same respect as you offer to God. Tasmād guruṁ prabhadde. Therefore, Viśvanātha Chakravarti Thakur says, yasya prasādāt bhagavat prasādāt. Because Guru is bona fide representative of Krishna, God. So, if you surrender to Guru, bona fide Guru, that means you surrender to God. God is accepting your surrenderance through the Guru. Yasya prasādāt bhagavat prasādāt. If you surrender to Guru, that means Krishna is pleased. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇam vraja. Surrender. That somebody argues, where is Krishna? I shall surrender. No, you surrender to his representative, then you surrender to Krishna. This is the path. The Guru is the representative of God. Therefore, the Shastra says, the authorities say, Sāshād haritena samastra śāstrai. Guru is as good as God. Here, in this Vyasa Puja day, we are teaching, or they are doing, offering respect to Guru. That means they are learning how to offer respect to God. It is not personal affair. It is required. Because they are trying to be God conscious, they must learn how to offer respect to God or God's representative. That is required. Sakshadharitena samastha sastrai. In all the sastra Vedic literature, Guru is described as good as God. But Guru will never say that I am God. The disciple's duty is to offer respect to Guru as he offers respect to God. But Guru will never say that because my disciples are offering me respect as God, therefore I have become God. As soon as he thinks so, he becomes God. He is no more God. Therefore, Viśvanātha Chakravarti says, why Guru is offered respect like God? Kintu prabhurya priya eva tasya. Guru is offered the same respect as we offer respect to God, just like in the morning. The other side, Arutrik was going on, offering to Krishna God, and this side, Arutrik was going on to offer respect to the spiritual master. The same respect. But Guru will never say, and he is not that. Guru will never say, now I have become God. No. God does not become. God is always God. So God is God and Guru is Guru. But as a matter of etiquette, God is the Sevya God, worshipable God. and Guru is the worshipper God. Let's try to understand. Worshipable God and worshipper God. This is Seva Bhagavan, Seva Bhagavan. Let's say Guru is addressed Prabhupada. Prabhu means the law and Pad means the position. One who has taken the position of the law. The same thing, Sakshad Haritvan. Prabhupada. These are the terms one is serious to study the science of God. They learn all these things. So, one who is very serious to understand the science of God, for him a guru is required. Don't try to keep a guru as a matter of fashion. That it has become a fashion. To accept somebody, some rascal as guru, and say that I have got my guru. So what kind of guru you have got? You are talking nonsense. Acharyavan purusha veda. One who has accepted guru, he talks sense, but there is meaning. He never talk any nonsense. That is the sign that he has got guru. He has got the sacred thread. Yes, he is accepted by bona fide guru. That is the sign, sacred thread. So, you are offering good respect to your spiritual master. That is very nice. You are very thankful. But at the same time, we should remember that how to carry out the orders of the Guru so that people may not think that you are talking nonsense. You must be very careful. So, in the Bhagavad Gita also, I am citing various verses from various shastras, Katha Upanishad, Srimada Bhagavatam. Now, here is another verse. Krishna said, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya, in Bhagavad Gita. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadekshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. So you have to learn from Guru by three processes. What is that? First process is you must surrender. Tasmat gurum prabaddhita. Surrender. You have to find out such a exalted person where you can willingly surrender. Yes. Therefore, it is enjoined in the shastras, before making a guru, try to study him, whether you can surrender there. Don't accept any guru all of a sudden as fanatic. No. Don't do that. That is in there. And guru also must study the disciple who wants to become a disciple, must study him, whether he is fit for becoming a disciple. This is the way of making relationship between guru and disciple. Everything is there, provided we take them seriously, then we can be trained up how to become bona fide disciple, how to find out bona fide guru, how to establish our relationship with guru and act accordingly and make our life successful. Because Guru's business is ajñānatimidāndhasya jñānānjana salākha. Guru's business is to enlighten the disciple. Because he is in darkness. In another place in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Parabhavastavad avodha jata javanna jigyasata atmatattam parabhava. Parabhava means defeat. Defeat. So, whose defeat? Parabhavastavad avodha jata, one is born rascal and fool. Everyone is born rascal and fool. Nobody, otherwise, if you are learned, if you know things, then why do you go to school and college and pass university? It is a fact. Animals. If we do not cultivate knowledge, then we are as good as animals. Now, another animal is saying that there is no need of books. And he has become guru. But it is, how can get knowledge without authoritative studies of books and science and philosophy? But they are trying to avoid it. So imagine what kind of guru and what kind of disciple. So, Shastra says, parabhavastavad avodha jata, everyone is born as skillful. He has to be enlightened. He has to be given knowledge, and he has to receive knowledge to make his life perfect. Therefore, parabhava means one who does not make his life perfect, he is being defeated. What is the defeat? Struggle for existence. We are trying to get better life. Here also, in this life also, we are struggling hard for getting better position. So, real better position we do not know. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. So, amritottaya kalpate. Here in this material world, there is no better position because there is death. You may possess a very good better position. But you will have to give it up. Either the better position we give up you, or ultimately you have to give up that better position. You cannot stay. Suppose you have earned millions of dollars, millions of pounds, now you have got good bank balance. You think, now I am in the better position. A little dysentery, or call it dysentery, finish, better position. Or the bank fails, that better position, gone. So there is no better position in this material world. It is a false. Therefore, those who are trying to get better position in this material world, they are simply becoming defeated. Because there is no better position. He's rascal. He's thinking this is better. What is better position? Then Bhagavad Gita says, the better position is amritatva. So amritattaya kalpate. Don't die. Keep your position far. That is better position. So is there any science to give knowledge how one becomes immortal? Yes, there is. You can become immortal, not in this material science, not in this so-called university. But there is knowledge in the Vedic scripture by which you can become immortal. That is better position. No more death, no more birth, no more old age, no more disease. So, Guru's task is very great responsibility. He has to guide the disciple how to make him a quite eligible candidate to get the perfect position, immortality, back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.